Hey everyone, before we begin today's episode, I want to acknowledge that my voice may sound a bit different than usual. Unfortunately, I've caught the flu recently and despite not feeling my best, I still wanted to deliver some podcast goodness, you know. And the full transparency here is that I am genuinely excited to be on this platform and to have the opportunity to connect with all of you. So go on and grab your box of tissues for solidarity, and again, let's power through this together. Yep, you're right. I scribbled a couple of apology drafts, but then I thought, hey, authenticity is our thing, right? And speaking of authenticity, that's what today's episode is all about. We are going to be diving deep into the art of living authentically. And this is one topic that holds significant sentimental value for me, as it resonates deeply with my own life experiences. I'm emotionally invested in it, but I'll strive to define it as objectively as possible and merge, you know, personal insights with broader perspectives. So what does it mean to live authentically? Well, living authentically is about being true to ourselves, embracing our uniqueness, values and beliefs regardless of societal expectations or external pressures. It involves having the courage to express yourself honestly, to pursue your passions and interests authentically, and to live in alignment with your true self. In today's society, there can be immense pressure to conform to certain norms, standards and expectations imposed by family, our peers, the media and society at large. From a young age, we are often socialized to fit into predefined roles and molds. You know, whether it's conforming to gender norms or pursuing certain career paths or adhering to cultural or religious traditions. However, living inauthentically, or I should say in a way that is incongruent with our true self, can lead to feelings of emptiness, disconnection, and even feelings of total dissatisfaction. When you suppress your true desires, beliefs, or identities in order to fit in or meet external expectations, you may experience a sense of inner conflict, anxiety, or even depression. And yes, I am saying this out of experience. Authentic living, on the other hand, offers numerous benefits for overall well-being and personal fulfillment. When you embrace your authenticity, you experience greater self-acceptance, self-esteem, and even inner peace. You feel empowered to make choices that are aligned with your values and passions, you know, leading to a greater sense of purpose and meaning in life. I mean, isn't that all what we aspire to acquire in life? Well, one of the key aspects of authentic living is self-awareness. It often requires us to engage in introspection and reflection, to understand our values, our strengths, our weaknesses. And by gaining clarity about who we are and what truly matters to us, we can make decisions and take actions that are all in alignment with our authentic selves. Authentic living also involves embracing vulnerability and imperfection. It's about having the courage to show up authentically, even when it means risking judgment, rejection, or failure. By embracing vulnerability, you cultivate deeper connections with others, as authenticity fosters genuine relationships built on trust and mutual understanding. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. And I hope you guys enjoyed, you know, the first of many to come. I'm really looking forward to not only doing more solo commentaries, but also bringing you guys interviews and more diverse perspectives. Your support means everything to me, and I truly can't wait for the next episode. Until then, take care and thank you again for being with me.